This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Welcome back to the Monday Magazine. We are now at the stage door slot. So welcome to stage door, where there isn't actually a stage and there isn't a door. And it's not just about theatre. It's called stage door because, well, it sounds good, all right? Anyway, it's our little contribution to the magnificence that is Hello Vectis, in which we cast an eye, or cast a net, maybe, over what's happening on the island, courtesy of the wonderful local listings website, whatsonwhite.com, with which, hello, Graham.
Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Graham. How are you today?
I'm very well. It's okay. Nice and sunny out there, yeah. And it's brill.
Absolutely. Well, we're sounding very formal today. Well, Graham, I wonder if you've been watching the Olympic Games.
I have.
And do you, by any chance, have a list of your top 10 Olympic sports that maybe don't feature at the moment but should feature in the future, by any remote chance?
Yeah, I have. As it happens, I have, yes.
Are there 10 of them?
Well, there's eight. I've got eight.
Well, that's not a top 10, is it?
But I can add a few in.
Okay.
But we are going to upset a few people.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so first of all, right, just to upset, this isn't the one that's going to upset people, but dressage, that needs to come out. I don't see the point in that. It's a horse. It's not, you know, it's the horse that does the dancing.
But
it's dancing horses. It's not a sport. Get it out.
But William Fox Pitt, is that his name, or
never
is it
heard
Pitt
of him.
Fox?
Never heard of him, so okay. He doesn't count.
Okay. All right, sorry, William, you're out.
It's never heard of him. Doesn't
Scrub
count.
That gold medal.
So what we'll do instead,
yeah,
is we can replace it with one of these.
Yeah.
Okay. We can either have biscuit dunking.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, how can you get the longest hold on your biscuit in a tea or coffee?
Yeah.
Or a hot beverage of your choice.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moth swatting.
Oh,
this is a nighttime event.
Graham, cruelty to animals. You just can't go around swatting moths willy-nilly.
No, they're just moths.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm sure you're offending lots of listeners as we speak, but you carry on, Graham.
Okay. One that wouldn't upset anybody is when you're at the cinema.
Yes.
Right, and this could be a proper Olympic event, this one. Seeing if you could make your drink and your sweets that you purchase when you go and get your tickets, see if you can make them last till the end of the movie.
Oh.
Now, this isn't about just tucking them all under the seat and saying, right, I'll save those till later. You have got to continuously kind of like, you know, snack.
Right.
But you've got to make them last to the end of the movie.
And do you get bonus points if you're noisy as well?
If you can upset a few people behind you.
Yeah.
If they start chucking popcorn at you, that's like extra bonus. That's almost through to the semi-finals without completing the heat.
I like it. I like that one. Yeah. Yeah.
Another one is keep a list of how many times your children say, I'm bored, during the summer holidays.
Oh, yeah, that's you've hit them one there, Graham.
we always get a day like that, don't we?
It's usually day one of the holidays, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's why everybody's in Newport, isn't it? Let's go shopping. Right,
yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
Let's buy you something.
Let's just go.
Yeah.
Another one is twirling the right amount of spaghetti, meat and sauce onto the fork. Have you ever tried that one? It's really difficult.
Oh, I've mastered that, actually. I use a spoon as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't in your sport, then.
It might be on there when you've kind of, like, got it hovering over the plate, but it's when it's how much enters the mouth.
Ah.
Because a lot of it will just, you know, well, in my case, it just kind of, like, falls back over.
Okay.
Onto a clean T-shirt.
Yeah, so you never get to eat any spaghetti, basically.
Well, spaghetti, yeah, but not the meat and sauce.
It's a tough sport. It'd be a tough competition, that one.
Yeah. That would be harder than boxing.
I'm liking that.
Another one is, you know when you buy something?
Yes.
And they've put that barcode sticker where you don't want it, basically.
Yeah.
Peeling that off. And not leaving any glue behind.
Oh,
And I've actually named that one as the perfect peel. That's the name of that sport. If you can achieve the perfect peel.
These are just gems.
Aren't they?
Why aren't they in there already?
I honestly, because no one from the Olympic Committee is coming to ask me for some ideas.
Oh, well, it's outrageous, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
outrageous.
The island's a ghetto, isn't it? They just never ask our opinion on anything, do they?
No. And another one for you is parking.
Yes. Parking, what, without braking, without taking half an hour over it? Like speed parking without...
Or being able to park central to your parking space without overhanging.
Or parking in a marked bay,
And you get, you know, in dressage, they get points for kind of like they go in the corners and they do a little dancing thing and then they move on, right?
Yeah.
So instead of that, they could... So you could park... forwards, you do reversing into the parking space, and then you do parallel parking. And then for the extreme version is one of those ones that they do on Top Gear, you know, where you just kind of like the rally drivers there,
30 miles an hour
into it.
Get the last space at Marks and Spencer's when they've got the meal deal on, that sort of speed of parking.
Or when the shops are just about to shut and it's like 29 minutes past five. And you urgently need to get in that shop.
Good events, all of them. Are there any more, is that it?
At the risk of upsetting people...
Go on,
right,
do it.
I think we should have a point system for a sport of running over people in the road that don't know the Green Cross Code.
Oh, really?
I might be harking back to a moan and a whinge I had previously.
Probably. Probably, Graham.
But they're still doing it.
No.
And it's still upsetting me.
Yeah, calm yourself. Right.
So, I think that's nine. I think that's enough.
Yeah.
And a sport they should definitely keep is women's beach volleyball. I can't quite put my finger on it.
No.
It's very technical.
I think we should stop there.
Okay.
Before we get any more references that might be slightly dodgy, Graham. Like, but I got one as well. Just one more to make up the turn.
Yeah, go on.
Nude indoor hang gliding.
Indoor?
Yes.
Ooh.
What do you think?
I think that would be good.
Yeah.
What we need to do is add some kind of like hurdles, like cactus, brambles. You know, and you get points for skimming closely to them, you know, and the closer you get, the more points.
I think we'll have to work on these, won't we?
Yeah.
The Island Games. Yes. Our way. Yeah. All right, great. We've got to move on.
Okay.
I love this. The Island Olympics coming soon, courtesy of Stage Door. But, Graham, quickly, what's going on the island this week?
Right. Well, this weekend, Jack Up the 80s. There's loads and loads of people on there. It's Paul Young, Leo Sayer, Five Star, Bad Manners, the bloke from The Jam. London Beat, Brother Beyond. There's loads and loads of them.
Yeah, where's
Saturday
that?
And Sunday. It's down at New Church. You know, have the Garlic Festival.
Yeah,
which is the weekend after.
Uh huh.
So this is this weekend. Garlic Festival is the following weekend, and it's there. So it's a great family event as well. Loads to do. Loads of food and drink, and of course, some great music.
Yep.
There's a couple of outdoor plays, Midsummer Night's Dream and Wuthering Heights by the Chapter House Theatre Company, and they've come over and they're doing those at Osborne House. So have a look on the site for those. They're Wednesday and Thursday of this week. What else is there? Magic in the Skies over at the Needles, Massive Day, Thursdays, every Thursday till the end of August. Fireworks, music, live music, it's great.
Yep.
Summer Bugs and Insect Nature Trails at Benbridge Windmill.
Olympic sport, could be.
Could be.
Yeah,
could
summer
be.
Bugs.
Yeah.
Swatter bug.
There's some great outdoor cinema movies this week as well. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which is at Northwood House, and High Rise and the Grand Budapest Hotel. They're both over at Ventnor Park, and they're incorporated into Ventnor Fringe, which starts tomorrow, Tuesday, finishes on Sunday. Get over there and have a look at that. There's loads and loads of stuff going on, and it is proper family entertainment. There's plenty of stuff for kids to do as well, so don't just feel that it's kind of like, you know, gratuitous, you know, adult theatre, plays, drinking, music.
Yeah.
There's plenty of stuff for kids to do as well.
Brilliant.
And 39 Steps.
Yeah.
It's a play on in Shanklin Theatre. It's on every Tuesday. It's on tomorrow, then the 16th, 23rd and the 30th of August. It's a mix of Hitchcock and spy novels, and it's got some amazing effects, I believe. Loads of top stuff on at the cinema. Cow's Week as well, not forgetting Cow's Week.
Cow's Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else is on this week?
Are you sailing this week, Graham?
No, I haven't got any EMC. I've got land legs, so I don't do.
But you got a rubber dinghy, haven't you?
I've got some very funny stories about the last time I actually did something at on the sea at Cow's Week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, can we have perhaps that next week then?
Yeah, we can actually. Yeah.
Right, I'll hold you to that.
And if you're looking for something for the kids to do, join us on the holes. There's tons and tons of great movies on at the cinema. BFG, Finding Dory's, Ratchet and Clank, Robinson Crusoe, to name but a few. You know, so have a look on our site. Ice Age Collision is still out as well. There's just tons and tons.
Yeah.
So
fantastic.
Have a look on the site.
Is there anything else that we've missed out? Any more, Graham?
Oh, music.
Yeah,
some live music. We have a gig guide on the site.
Of course,
there's music that does like local pub music. There's always something on every night of the week, apart from Monday. Seems to be Mondays. Obviously, musicians take the day off.
I don't like Mondays. Boomtown Rats. I don't like Mondays. That's probably what's done it, isn't
it? Yeah. So what you're saying is since 1979.
Yeah.
All musicians have taken Mondays off ever since.
Yeah. Well, we could have a heated debate about this, couldn't we? Probably isn't much point, but we could. But we won't. So stay tuned, because we promise we won't. Right. Yeah. So go to whatsonwhite.com with all haste and speed to find out what's happening. Lots more details on the stuff that Graham was talking about. All except, of course, the unique Olympic Games proposition that Graham has put forward today, seriously as well. He was looking in me in the eye as he was talking. He really means this.
Absolutely.
Biscuit dunking, speed parking, moth swatting, all of those, he's going to put them forward to the International Olympics Committee. Poor soul. Don't worry, I'll keep him talking. Somebody phone the doctor. Okay, well, that was, for what it's worth, that was Stage Door for this week. Stage Door is part of what we now call Hello Vectis, which is an online magazine. It's on the website, but it's also going to appear on a regular broadcast or as part of the Vectis Radio schedule, where we bring lots and lots of other bits and pieces together to form this magazine on the air. So look out for that in the schedules. Meanwhile, thanks, Graham.
No problem.
Thanks for coming in, and we'll see you next week as well.
www.vectisradio.com.